Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hello, my friends. That's right. It is time for the SummerSlam. That's why I'm wearing my Bret Hart t-shirt today. Because when he was cutting promos for SummerSlam, he always called it the SummerSlam. And then when he cut promos on Survivor Series, he didn't call it the Survivor Series. It was just Survivor Series. However, everyone laughs about this, and it's better. So I am also going to call it the SummerSlam. Long live the Hitman. There's also some work we need to do, because of course when we get to a premium live event or a pay-per-view, we must predict it to see if we're smart wrestling fans or if we're flubbing stupid. Make sure you leave your predictions in the comments down there, because I like to read them and go, oh wow, Giz Pokemon Pikachu 97 did really well. I think it's important. Let's go. So we will start with Seth Rollins versus Riddle, but no, we won't. Because earlier in the week, that got taken off the show after Riddle was diagnosed with a storyline injury. Now, there has been some mumblings. The reason we did this is because Triple H was like, well, wait a minute, Seth Rollins is a super-duper good guy, and Riddle is a super-duper good guy, or star, I should say. I don't want either of them to lose just yet without more story, so we postponed it till Clash at the Castle. And if this is true, my word, what a smart decision. There's also other rumors, though, that Seth is going to appear on the card. We have to stand here, stroke our beards, and try and figure it out. Because all of a sudden we go, mystery opponent, but if you do that, surely Seth Rollins would lose, and that's exactly what we're trying not to do. But look, there's no point me predicting something boring, because what's the point of that? You only live once. I'm going to say, it's going to be Seth Rollins versus Johnny Gargano. It's not going to be Seth Rollins versus Johnny Gargano, but I've said it now, on the off chance, the 1% that I am right, I will feel damn proud. I mean, my parents won't, but what's the difference? Moving into the card properly, we are also going to have the Mysterios taking on the Judgment Day in a no disqualification match. And I tell you, given everything they did on Raw, I'm quite invested in it. I do think the winners are quite cut and dry here, because don't forget the Mysterios won a few days ago, meaning they shall lose at the premium live event. But this is actually quite important, because the Judgment Day have been absolutely derailed since they turned on Edge for no reason. But Rhea Ripley appears to be back, Damian Priest is good, Finn Balor is really good, and honestly, if you've seen his New Japan work, you know he's excellent as a heel, so let's give him some room and let him do his thing. And why can't we start that at the SummerSlam? I mean, maybe we even want to add another person to the Judgment Day. And yes, it could be Dominic, because don't forget we've been teasing that for a while. Now, deep down in my tum-tum, I don't think that's going to work. But would I rather WWE took a risk and fell flat on their face? Yes, it's how I live my entire life. So to tie on for the Johnny Gargano stuff, I'm going to say that the Judgment Day does win, and Dommy Boy does something to make you go, oh my gosh, how could you do that to your father? Because apparently when we are surprised, we turn into upper-class individuals. Either way, Balor and Priest will win. And then let's really do something with this group, because it's there, I can feel it. We just haven't found the secret sauce. We then move on to what I think is going to be the match of the night, because it is Bianca Belair, the Raw Women's Champion, taking on Becky Lynch. If you remember what they did at WrestleMania, which was superb, of course they're going to try and top it. Hence why my expectations are high. And you've got to let Bianca Belair win too. Like, I like Becky Lynch. I think she's absolutely terrific. And while it would make more sense for her to be a babyface, I very much do enjoy her heel work. But Bianca should be keeping this championship until at least WrestleMania next year. Or maybe you can do another Becky Lynch match down the line. That's when the man does win it, and then you can build to Ronda versus Becky at WrestleMania. But just don't take it off her anytime soon. She is one of the best good guys on the entire roster. You actually want her to win. Right now, she's just getting better and better and better. So we need to ride the wave of momentum. I'm not entirely sure how you do finish this, because you don't want any shenanigans. You just want somebody to be the victor and somebody to be the loser. So let's just do that. They have another cracking fight because they have real good chemistry. And eventually, I don't know, Belair catches Becky with the KOD. 1, 2, 3. And just put that over as a devastating finisher. Oh, you don't want to be on the, what's it called, like the kill or death or something like that? Of course, nobody wants to be killed or to die, so it stands to reason. Anyway, we've gone way off track. Bianca wins. Given that it is one of the big poor pay-per-views, yeah, premium live events as well, you have to have a celebrity match. Although it doesn't even count as a celebrity match because Logan Paul has signed with WWE. Either way, he's taking on The Miz. Now, I am interested and I am intrigued by this. As I've said before, I think it's stupid that Logan wants to be a babyface because nobody is ever going to cheer him. And I would guess on this night, The Miz is probably going to be the good guy in all of it. But every single thing that Mr. Paul has done in a ring so far, given his level of experience, well, it's been really good. Now, of course, he's only had one proper match, which was the WrestleMania thing, and that was a tag, and you can do certain things to hide people's weaknesses. But The Miz is a consummate professional and knows what he's doing, and I think Logan is athletic enough to pull it off. So actually, I don't give a damn who wins here. I think we're all going to go away saying, that's pretty good. And of course, Logan Paul is going to win. I mean, of course he is. Do you think if when he's signing a deal, he can get WWE to turn him babyface, that he can't also say, well, I don't want to lose for a while, and they'd be like, oh, yes, Logan Paul, whatever you want. Of course they're going to do that. The main takeaway has to be that he looks like a good pro wrestler. Like I've already said, I think he will. And he'll hit his finisher of the YouTube drop. I don't know. YouTube lock. You make it up. What difference does it make to me? Point is, he wins. And we do have another tag team match, this time for the Unified Tag Team Championships. Because the holders, the Usos, will be taking on the Street Profits. Let's just stare off into the distance as we try to make sense of this. Because Jeff Jarrett is the referee. Now, I still can't figure out why Jeff Jarrett is the official here. So it has to tie into something. Now, we have been teasing for a while that maybe there's problems between Montez Ford and Angelo Dawkins. And there's been more murmurings that somebody wants to give Montez Ford a big old push. Now, I would make sure you do the same for Angelo Dawkins because I think he's been great recently. But does Jeff Jarrett somehow trigger this? I do not know, shrug emoji. I don't think you should take the belts off the Usos, though, because now that we do have a new regime in charge, the bloodline does look badass with all of the gold. Eventually, they're all going to have to drop their titles, but let's do it systematically. Let's come up with a plan. So the Usos lose the Raw belts, then they lose the SmackDown belts, and then Roman loses the WWE title, and then he loses the Universal title before they're like, oh, no, our plans didn't win. But you could build like 4, 5, 6 people if you do it correctly. So we just need to calm down. I also don't think the Street Profits need to be champions at the moment, so the Usos will retain. And yeah, JEFFJARRET is gonna do something. I'm desperately trying to come up with an idea. So he's going to punch Montez Ford right in the face. That allows the Usos to win. And then Angelo Dawkins and Jeff Jarrett are going to sing that crap song he used to have. Do you remember that with the Road Dogg? Something like, with my baby tonight. And then I'm never going to watch wrestling again. Point is, I'm giving it to Jimmy and Jim.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
And the SmackDown Women's Championship is also on the line because it's Liv Morgan versus that there Ronda Rousey. Now, I never thought this would be the SummerSlam match, and yet it is the SummerSlam match, and we find ourselves in quite the predicament because Ronda Rousey is a star. She's a famous person, whether you like it or not. So she really should be your champion. But if we take it off Liv Morgan at this juncture, I'm going to go on the internet and I'm going to moan. Of course, I'm not going to do that because that would be a waste of time. But I think, given that Ronda is going to be a tippy-top person regardless what you do, let's do what we do with Bianca Belair, but do it with Morgan and try and turn her into a star. It's not like this isn't working. Every single person loves her. Her music hit, and if you listen, the crowd goes, yeah. And sometimes that doesn't happen in WWE. We have to do that whole back-and-forth tennis thing. Sick of it. Of course, we really run into an obstacle when we get to the finish, because Ronda Rousey has only lost twice, once at WrestleMania 35, and even that had shenanigans, and twice when Liv Morgan cashed in the Money in the Bank. So is she actually going to beat Ronda clean? I don't believe it. So what I'm going to do is this. I'm going to say that this match comes after the Becky Lynch versus Bianca one, and Becky Lynch is so mad that she lost, she decides to take it out on Ronda, who she will go, ever since you came back, my life has been terrible. So she'll basically cast distraction, she'll cast interference, and Liv is like, well, I do not want to win this way, but I must retain my championship, so she will. That's right, we are going crazy, crazy booking on this, the SummerSlam. That's just what I think is going to happen. I think there's going to be ideas aplenty, and this way, Liv Morgan does win. I've just realised, Ronda Rousey's lost 3 times, because she lost to Charlotte Flair at WrestleMania. But that was shenanigans too, so there has to be some kind of shenanigans. And these are all the shenanigans I can come up with. Interestingly too, we also have a United States Championship match between Theory and Bobby Lashley. This one has not really been built up at all. And of course, it's going to tie into what we are going to do with the main event. But here's what I would do. I would somehow come out of the SummerSlam with Austin Theory, Theory, still as Mr. Money in the Bank, and I'd also make Bobby Lashley the US Champion. You can create so many good feuds if Bob does have some gold. Go give him some. I also think he could actually murk Theory here. I mean, that happened on Raw and it didn't affect him at all. But because he is the Swami heel who has an ace in his pocket, e.g. the briefcase, you can't absolutely slam him and he still holds loads of relevancy. Because you're like, oh, well, he seems crap at the moment, but what if he cashes in? Now, it's important when we do this that he is successful when he uses that briefcase. Well, let's go with the idea that he shall do that. But yeah, have Bobby win in around about 2 minutes. Just have him school this fool, because once again, he shall rise and rise and rise as the strong man. As long as Theory cashes in his Money in the Bank, you see what we've done here. We have created balance in the force. And just in case you're trying to keep up with this, yep, I'm saying the Bobby Lashley squash. And this is why I don't write creative anymore. Following this too, we're going to get something that is going to be so damn fun. I can feel it in my bones. Pat McAfee versus Happy Corbin. Now, as ever, you can give anything to Corbin and he will just make it work. He is such an asset to any roster. And Pat McAfee may as well be the best babyface on the entire roster. Like, I root for him and I want him to be successful. And when he's talking, I'm like, ha ha ha, Pat said something funny. And don't forget, he had that banger with Theory at WrestleMania. Why can't he do the same here? Who can go? It is kind of a shame because there's no way that Corbin is winning this one. I think it would be nice if he got a big win eventually. But given that McAfee did have all those well, you know, that craziness with Vince McMahon and John Media a few months ago. I imagine he's going to win here. Also, do you want to see Pat McAfee lose if he's only going to have 3 or 4 matches every single year? No, I mean, do it eventually in like 2023. But now is not the time, especially given on SmackDown. He took that big boot to the face. He needs some revenge. But just let him go. Seriously, give them 10, 15, 20 minutes. Let them come out with some kind of entertaining match and I will enjoy it. I don't want to be that guy, but in terms of the SummerSlam and having an outside presence, even though Pat McAfee obviously works for the company, I'm more excited about this one than Logan Paul versus The Miz. Shh, Pat wins. Which, of course, brings us to our main event. Fuck me sideways. I have no idea what is going to happen, which I presume is a good thing, but it is Roman Reigns, he with all the championship gold, taking on Brock Lesnar. You know, what is it like? Last man standing, anything goes, last time ever made. Now, I do not believe that Brock Lesnar is going to be victorious here. If that is the case, he probably needs to go away for ages before he comes back for his next feud. Although, given that things have changed at the top, maybe this is his last match ever. Like it genuinely could be, we are in that vibe. This, of course, means that Roman is going to go on being the double-double champ, but that's also something we need to fix because the WWE title needs to be back on Raw. It should probably also be around Seth Rollins' waist. I mean, who else deserves it more than him? So all you need to do here is you need to come up with some kind of crazy angle where both these guys are pretty much dead and then someone props our tribal chief up. And even though he's now just dead on a sideboard, at least he's on his feet, so the referee can go ding, 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 you actually won. I do think there's going to be teasers here too. I think Austin Theory will come down, because if you don't, well, that's going to suck. And I also have a feeling, if Seth Rollins does not get his match with Johnny Gargano, I think he could be involved here too. Now, I don't know in what guise, but maybe, just maybe, Theory comes to cash in after some big kind of carnage, some kind of big event, and Rollins stops him because he's like, you are trying to do what I did at WrestleMania 31 because I'm an egomaniac. I don't like it. You then also move into that feud. Or actually, you don't have to because the entire roster hates Theory. What's another one? But there is going to be nonsense at the end of this. I guarantee you. Again, there will be a huge bump where you'll go, oh my gosh, can't believe it. Everybody is dead. Theory will be there and there will be somebody else. And I'm going with Seth. And again, Roman will win. Just because he is in an upright position, but his heart and soul will be trashed. But I am intrigued. I do think we've done Roman Reigns, Brock Lesnar one too many times, but I can't actually get a proper grasp on what direction we're headed in here, especially because Vince McMahon is gone and Triple H is in. It is one of the reasons I'm so damn excited for the SummerSlam, and I hope you're excited too.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.